Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, You are the creator of marriage. I know You desire unity and harmony in marriage, and I praise You that You made marriage possible. It is such a beautiful illustration of the unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and of Jesus the Bridegroom, and Your Bride the Church. I worship You for the gift of marriage, and I praise You that through You there is always hope for reconciliation. There is always forgiveness for those who harm and are harmed when two of Your people are struggling in marriage, and even divorce. I praise You that all things are possible through You. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Part 2, Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, please help me to review my thoughts and my words and actions of the past. Show me if I have done anything to help bring this loss of unity. Help me to see how I may have failed, how I may have sinned. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you warn us. You guide us and lead us away from sin, away from those things that can only harm us. Lead me now to repentance if it is necessary that I repent for anything. Though I hurt terribly at times, I know that regardless of my pain and regardless of my spouse's words and actions, I must also forgive and be forgiven. Please help me, God. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, I don't want divorce. I want to love and be loved. I want to have a marriage as you planned it. I want to please you in marriage. Lord, it seems that I am unable to do anything to repair my marriage. It seems that no matter my desire, my spouse desires to leave me. Father, it hurts. Sometimes it's like the breath is torn from my lungs. My mind races. I try to find answers. Something to do. Something to say that will make all this change. But I can't. God, please change the heart of my beloved. Please persuade them to stop. Please help them to see your love for them and my love for them. Please show them that lies from the evil one can never bring happiness. I want to be married, and I know that marriage is your plan. Please help my spouse to see your truth. Please be compassionate toward them and help them. And please help me in this heartbreaking time. I need you, Lord.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help and know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, I admit, it sometimes feels like my heart is being torn from me, like there's no longer any hope. I seldom feel like offering you thanksgiving. I confess, Lord. Some days it's hard to find things to be thankful for when I'm so broken. Yet, according to your word, I give you thanks now. I search my thoughts and remind myself that I am blessed to even be your child, because I will always have you, and you will never leave me. You will never divorce me. Holy Spirit, cause me to take notice of many things for which I should give thanks. And Lord, I choose to put my trust in you. I know you don't force people to make good or right decisions, but I know that you are the one, the only one, who is completely trustworthy. You never lie to me. You only lead me beside still waters. You care for me, even when I'm unaware of your care. I trust you, and I choose to obey you. I know that you won't bring peace, joy, rest, and guidance to those who choose to turn from you. No matter what happens now, no matter what happens in my marriage, I want to obey you. You are my Father, and I trust and obey you. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5. Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Genesis 2:24, Matthew 19:8, James 1 verses 5 and 6, 1 John 5:14, and Isaiah 41:10. A man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, so that they would even become one body. Moses allowed a divorce because you were heartless. Your hearts had become heartless and you were so difficult to teach, but divorce was never God's intention. If you need wisdom, God is generous. He'll give you the direction you need, and he won't be upset with you for asking. And we are sure of this. God will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything that is appropriate according to his will. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't let anything or anybody terrify you. I am your God. I will make you strong and I'll help you. I will support, protect, and save you. Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary.
You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.